AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Members of the 82nd Airborne Division got a visit in Poland today from President Biden.
Hey, folks, I just came by to say thanks. Thank you.
They are near the Ukrainian border. The president arrived in Poland from his meetings in Brussels about the war in Ukraine. He says Ukrainians have guts standing up to a Russian attack.
You're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank. Just saying, I'm not leaving. I'm holding my ground.
A senior Pentagon official says Russian forces appear to have stopped, at least for now, their ground offensive in Kyiv and are concentrating more on gaining control in the southeast region, a shift the Kremlin seems to confirm. Officials in Ukraine say 300 people died in the Russian airstrike on a theater in Mariupol. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the response is deeply human.
Absolute shock and horror. Particularly given the fact that it was so clearly a civilian target.
It would make it the war's deadliest known attack on civilians yet. Lawmakers in Utah voted to override Republican Governor Spencer Cox's veto of legislation banning transgender youth athletes from playing on girls' teams. Police in Orlando, Florida say a 14-year-old boy fell to his death on the Orlando Free Fall ride, which opened late last year at Icon Park. John Mina is the Orange County Sheriff.
Our role in this situation is to determine whether or not this is an accident or intentional act, and this does appear just to be a terrible tragedy.
Despite a raging fire at a nearby oil depot following an attack, the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix maintains business as usual. The Formula One race Sunday is expected to go ahead. Yemen's Houthi rebels acknowledged they launched attacks. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 153 points. This is AP News. Climate change activists are calling for the end of the war in Ukraine.
In Berlin, thousands of mostly young people marched to the Brandenburg Gate in one of a series of climate rallies held around the world, demanding that leaders take stronger action against global warming. Many carried Ukraine's yellow and blue flag to show support for that embattled country. Their message is that peace and climate justice go together. Ilyas El-Korpi, with Fridays for Future Ukraine, fled his hometown ahead of the Russian advance. He says Europe should stop buying tens of millions of euros in Russian fossil fuels each day.
The war in Ukraine could stop anytime. The EU, and especially Germany, just need to stop financing this.
Other activists demanded that countries invest as quickly as possible in renewable resources as an alternative to oil and gas from anywhere, not just Russia. I'm Jennifer King.
The father and stepmother of a 5-year-old New Hampshire girl, Harmony Montgomery, who disappeared in 2019, have been formally indicted. The search for the girl remains active. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.